I thought it was decent of Alpha to offer the use of his facilities, but I didn't want to take a chance on Ramirez cornering me while I was on the toilet. I took one last look up and down the street and drove off in search of fast food. A half hour later, I was back in the very same parking space, feeling much more comfortable and twice as bored. I'd brought a book back with me, but it was hard to read and sweat at the same time, and sweating took precedence. By 3, my hair was wet against my neck and face, and had frizzed out to maximum volume. My shirt was plastered to my back, and perspiration stained over my chest. My legs were cramped, and I developed a nervous twitch to my left eye. I still hadn't seen a sign of Ramirez. Pedestrian traffic was restricted to pockets of shade and had disappeared into smoky, air-conditioned bars. I was the only fool sitting baking in a car. Even the hookers had disappeared for a mid-afternoon crack break. I palmed my defense spray and got out of the Cherokee, whimpering as all my little spine bones decompressed and realigned themselves. I stretched and jogged in place. I walked around the car and bent to touch my toes. A breeze trickled down Stark Street, and I felt inordinately blessed. True, the air index was lethal, and the temperature hovered at blast furnace range, but it was a breeze all the same. I leaned against the car and pulled the front of my shirt away from my sweaty body. Jackie emerged from the Grand Hotel and lumbered down the street toward me, en route to her corner. "You look like heat stroke," she said, handing me a cold Coke. I popped the tab, drank some soda, and held the cold can against my forehead. "Thanks. This is great." "Don't think I'm getting soft in your skinny white ass," she said. "It's just you're gonna die sitting in that car, and you're gonna give Stark Street a bad name. People gonna say it's a race murder, and my white trash pervert business will get ruined." "I'll try not to die."
"God forbid I should ruin your pervert business."
"Fucking A," she said. "Them little white perverts pay fine money for my big nasty ass."